is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome in to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. I am Jimmy Keltz, your voice of the Owls, broadcasting from the Owls Nest tonight. We stay in Bradford. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. The Owls are set to host Brookville. The Raiders come into town tonight, a tough team. They are 9-0 on the season, still undefeated. They've got a couple of blowouts on their schedule already this season. A couple of close games, just a couple of times, one, two, three times. Somebody's taken them really to the line and tested them, and the Raiders have pulled out, you know, 2-3-point wins. There's a handful of single-digit wins, 7, 8, 9 points, and there's, a number of blowouts as well where they've won by, 20-plus points. They often like to put up 55 to 60-plus points per night, which is quite a bit. It's more typical of what I'm familiar with coming from New York State, where we have the shot clock. But in Pennsylvania, typically I see a lot of lower-scoring games. We know that this Owls team has some lower-scoring games all year this year. We've been in these, 30-point 40-point games. Brookville likes to run it up. They like to score 55, 65, close to 70 points per game. So it's going to be a high-intensity offense. They're going to be running and gunning, and the Owls are going to need to keep up. They're going to need to slow it down and also keep up. But the Owls, on the other hand, 6-5 currently on the season. It has been a season full of peaks and valleys, not a lot of middle ground here for this Bradford team as of yet. 6-5, they started out 1-0, then they dropped to 1-4 after losing 4 in a row. Then they go to 6-4 after winning 5 in a row. And then their most recent game was a loss in Kane just this past Wednesday night. So 2 nights ago in Kane, they come out and in the first quarter, they outscore Kane 11-2. They take a 9-point lead into the second quarter. Then in the middle two quarters, the middle two frames, the second and third quarter, they get outscored 19-12, and then they're held scoreless through the first 7.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. It went absolutely ice cold as I've seen in the fourth quarter. And that led to Kane kind of completing the comeback and getting a 1-point win, a 27-26 win for the Kane Wolves. So the Owls will have their work cut out for them tonight against a 9-0 Brookville team. What we know about that team is they're going to try to run up the score. That means they're going to set up their offense quick. The only way you score that many points per game in high school typically is if you run a transition offense and you do a lot of running and gunning. Don't set up a lot of offense. You just you go out and play those fast breaks. Or when you do come out and set up an offense, it's pass, shoot. And they get set up quickly. They move the ball around. If they're playing against a zone defense, they probably don't allow a lot of time for that zone to get set up for people to get in their correct spots. If they're playing against a man-to-man, it's just a lot of running in general, and they'll try to grind you down. A lot of cutting baselines, a lot of backdoor cuts, and just trying to grind that team down, keep them moving constantly, and getting down court, taking off when shots go up, stuff like that. And this Brookville team is highly conditioned. They're very well coached. They just their JV program just got a win, a 45-27. The Brookville JV team just beat the Bradford JV team 27 points, 45-27. So a couple of keys to victory here tonight for the Owls. It's obvious with all the things that we've stated already, but we'll talk about it anyways. Number one, they're going to need suffocating defense, but they can't overcommit. So if they're coming out in their typical man-to-man defense, they need to stay on their, like a gnat. You stay on that assignment. You don't go. You probably try to get through as many screens as possible. Don't switch. Just don't allow any breathing room, but don't overcommit. So if you're, you know, lunging at a pass that you think you can get into lane to, or if you're, you know, if you're trying to help out, drop down and help out and double team on defense, you just can't overcommit to anything because they are a team that likes to score quickly, which means they're going to shoot as soon as they get an open shot. They're going to cut as soon as they think they see the lane. They're going to get the pass off quickly and get a shot off quickly. Number two is obvious. Again, we need to box out, rebound, follow your shot. Again, if they come out in the man-to-man, it makes it easier for them to find their assignment and box them out. After every owl puts up a shot, they're going to need to follow that shot and try to get as many men under the glass as possible. Second chance points are going to be at a premium, and not allowing those second chance points to Brookville is going to be, if they can capitalize on every missed shot and take the ball away from that team every time they miss a shot, it's going to be hard for any team to succeed. And then three, they're going to need to play all four quarters. We talked about it on Wednesday night, but 7.5 scoreless minutes in the fourth quarter. So they can't allow that to happen again. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll come back with the starting lineups and first quarter of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Why was it so difficult to move? Maybe my left side had just fallen asleep. I exercised, I ate healthy.
At first, I was in denial. My wife, Lauren, was only 30. But I'm familiar with signs of stroke and know symptoms aren't always easy to recognize. I quickly realized that something was very wrong. Lauren's speech was slurred and her face was drooping. She was having a stroke and I had to react immediately.
I'm so thankful Adam called 911 and I quickly received the medical attention that I needed. Now I don't take anything for granted, especially the time I get to spend with my family. Going through this experience has given me a new appreciation for life.
Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke and call 911 immediately if something seems off with someone you love. Visit strokeawareness.com.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest for Bradford Owls basketball. We are almost set to go here and tip off. The Owls hosting the Brookville Raiders tonight. So let's get to our starting lineups. First off, for the visiting Brookville Raiders, a 9-0 team coached by Dalton Park, head coach Park, starting at guard, number 4, senior Ian Pete. Also at guard, senior number 5, Hunter Greer. Starting at forward, junior number 13, Clayton Cook. Starting at guard, senior number 14, Danny Lauer. And starting at forward, senior number 23, Griffin Ruhlman. And for your Bradford Owls at home tonight by head coach John Bernardi, number 10, the sophomore Jake Franz at guard. And he plays a little forward. The senior number 14, Dalton Dixon. At forward, the senior number 23, Cam Austin. At forward, and also their big man underneath, senior number 42, Nolan Rulo. And starting in place of Jared Wilmoth again tonight at guard, number 2, junior Lucas Johnson. So that's your starting lineup tonight for the Owls. Again, Jared Wilmoth not on the floor tonight. So we'll see the starting five that incorporates Lucas Johnson. Seen it a handful of times. Cam Austin will take the tip, as he so often does. And we are underway here from the Owl's Nest. The tip is pretty 50-50, but Rulo comes in and scoops it up. So the Owls will start off with the first possession of the game. Franz will start to go to work. Looks for Austin on a cut, gives it to him. Austin to Rulo, back out to Franz. The Owls working quickly tonight. Bounce pass to Rulo. Almost stolen. Franz is able to corral it. And then a pass almost into the backcourt, but Dalton Dixon is able to stop it. He takes off to the left. Hits Franz on the left corner. Franz dribbles up to the center and gives it to Johnson. Johnson to Austin for three, and that's long. Brookville gets the rebound, and the Raiders come on down the other end. So we'll see exactly how the Owls defense comes out here against the Raiders. Looks like they are shifting a bit, but Raiders haven't really cut around at all. Yeah, I do believe that the Owls have come out in the 2-3 zone. Yeah, exactly that. So the Owls have started in the 2-3 zone tonight. We have often seen them come out of halftime or start a quarter in 2-3, but we haven't seen them start a game with it that I can recall yet this season. So maybe just trying to get a different look here, show something that Brookville hasn't seen on tape. Here's a drive and a layup left side. No good. Rulo fighting for the rebound. He's got it. Outlet pass to Franz. Franz, fast break isn't there. Doesn't have the numbers. He's going to fake left, drive right, go back to the left, kick it out to Austin. Austin will drive in left side, picks up his dribble about 6 feet out. Dixon cuts in, kicks it back out to Rulo for two. It's long, and the Raiders have the rebound. It's Hunter Greer coming down the other way. Greer stops and shoots it over. Baseline, kicked right back out, outside the perimeter, and then into the corner. Baseline again, drive, layup. Cam Austin with a block, and Rulo will scoop it up, but Rulo tries a bounce pass, and it hits the toe of Lucas Johnson and bounces right out of bounds. Sorry, I got distracted there for a second. Coach Park is fired up. Still 0-0, just over a minute in. Here's a dump pass down low. Left side layup is good for Griffin Ruhlman of Brookville, and it's 2-0. The Raiders lead. Owls coming down the other way. Brookville, on the other hand, is in a man-to-man defense. They're in their dark blues. Jake Franz is going to drive baseline, cuts right through the defense. The floater is no good. Dalton Dixon trying to get the steal, but he can't. So Brookville is going to get the rebound and come back down the other way. Franz almost gets a steal there. Greer cross court. Three-pointer is up and hits the back of the top of the backboard. And that's going to be out of bounds. Danny Lauer attempting a three-pointer there. Doesn't go. So we're at 5:14 left in the first quarter. Still 2-0, Brookville leads. Franz will bring up the ball for Bradford. The Owls and the All Whites. Here's a nice backdoor cut from Cam Austin and a reverse layup. Credit Franz with the assist. Cam Austin with the bucket, and we're tied up at 2 minutes into the contest. Now we have a pump fake by Greer. Pass is lost. Lucas Johnson gets a hand on it, and Cam Austin will get the official steal. Austin brings it up, drives inside, turn around, pump fake, kicks out to Dixon, pump fake. Dixon drives in now, has to rip it away from a defender. And Lucas Johnson for three. It's short. Cam Austin comes in for the board, kicks it out to Franz for three, and that's off the mark as well. Dalton Dixon gets a second offensive rebound. He kicks it out to Austin, back to Franz. Now the Owls will slow it down and reset, trying to get a better look here. The Owls don't want to go cold. They know what that feels like. And there's a steal, but there's a foul. So Dalton Dixon got a high screen and did a little crossover to the left side, used the screen, and the Brookville defenders switched, tried to poke a steal in there, but ended up fouling Dixon. So it'll stay Bradford ball. The foul is on Ruhlman, his first, team first. Inbound to Franz, high screen from Johnson. Franz driving in left side, tries to pass it over to Rulo, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Raiders. We're at 4:02 left in the first, still 2-2, all tied up. Dixon set to inbound again, and he finds Franz at half court. Franz going to drive in left side, pass out to Austin, kicked back out to Dalton for three. Oh, it's just long from Dixon. Rebound by Brookville, coming back down the other way, and a steal by Dalton Dixon. Dixon's off and running, gets a little contact. The layup is good. So Dalton didn't like, I love Dalton Dixon. He didn't like that he missed that three. So he came away with a steal, knew that he didn't have really the fast break number. So he just kept it, took the contact, and came up with a tough finish. 4-2, Bradford leads, 3:23 left. And Dixon now will be called on the foul, trying to steal a pass. Almost gets it, but commits a foul on the way. His first, team first. So 4-2, Bradford leads Brookville. 3:23 left in the first quarter. Dalton Dixon is Captain America, by the way. So here are the Raiders swinging around. 3-point shot is up, and it's short. Raiders Sky for the rebound. Turnaround putback is no good, but he's fouled. Looks like that should be on Austin, and it should be a shooting foul. Yeah. So it's Austin's first, team second, and it sends Clayton Cook to the line for two. First shot up and hits the front of the rim. No good. So the best they can do is go down by one here. It's 4-2, 3:07 left in the first quarter. Second shot, he corrects and makes it 4-3. Owls lead. And Brookville goes into a full court press here as Bradford is set to inbound. Inbound pass gets into Franz. Franz will try to get over the half court line, and he does. Franz just kind of burns by his defender, kicks it out to Dixon. Dixon drives baseline. Back to Franz in the paint. I think he got stuffed there, but he came out with it. A lot of Brookville defenders in the paint, but Franz somehow comes out with the ball. Cam Austin now driving, loses it. Brookville behind the back, picked up, and Brookville will reset. Pass inside, kicked out, and a long two is up, no good. Franz kind of bumped on the rebound and couldn't get it. No call. Now we're going to have the Raiders with another chance here. High screen, not used. Lauer gives it back to Ruhlman. Ruhlman back to Lauer. Right side, comes back up to the center. Now down low to Ruhlman, and the pass goes out of bounds, intended for Garner McMaster, just entered the game. Can't corral it, and it'll be Bradford Owls' ball. Entering the game now for Brookville is Connor Marshall. Garner McMaster, Connor Marshall. Lauer, there's the inbound pass, and stepped out of bounds by Brookville. Let's see, Noah Peterson also in the game for Brookville. Dixon going to inbound again. Franz trying to shake his defender, and he does. Collects the inbound and now goes to work to get out of the backcourt. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Franz burns by the defense, puts up a floater, hits the back of the iron, and it's no good. Brookville with the rebound. Ryan Ward almost with a steal, but he's going to be called for a foul. Came up from behind. Really good attempt there. Good hustle. Came up, tried to get the steal, but a little too much body there. It's going to be Ward's first, team third. Brian Ward, Jake Franz, Dalton Dixon, Lucas Johnson, Cam Austin on the floor for the Owls. Lauer, pump fake on the three. Passes to the right, and we've got a timeout called just before. I thought I heard timeout. Yeah, timeout. So Brookville actually came in and made a bucket. Passed it inside and made a bucket, but the Brookville coach called a timeout before it was good. So we'll take a tax in timeout here at 4-3. Bradford leads Brookville. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESD Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Coming out of the tax-in timeout for Bradford Owls basketball, Coach Park from Brookville might be kicking himself a little bit there. I mean, I'm sure he had something that he needed to tell the team, but he did it right as they were running a play, and they would have came away with a two-point layup on the right side. Would have taken a one-point lead, but now it's still 4-3 with a minute 30 yet to play. Brookville shifting the Owls zone. Swing around the perimeter. Shift, shift, swing, swing. Going back across the other way now from left to right. To the corner, the Owls collapse. Now here's a drive, kicked out. Good recovery defense from the Owls. And a layup attempt by Lauer. Doesn't go, but he's fouled. So Lauer will go to the line for two. And that's going to be also on Ryan Ward. So his second, team fourth. 1:10 left. Owls still lead 4-3. Two foul shots to go. Lauer's first is in, and we've got a tie ball game, 4-4. A little personnel change here for the Raiders. The Owls side, still Lucas Johnson, Ryan Ward, Jake France, Cam Austin, Dalton Dixon. Second shot for Lauer is also good, so Brookville regains a one-point lead. 5-4, 107 yet to go in the first quarter. Franz brings it up for the Owls, gets across half court, drives in left side, stops on a dime, and then passes it off to Austin. Austin now being pushed to the left, but that is typically the way he likes to go. He likes to drive left, spin right. Franz drives in, kicks it out, back to Austin. Austin driving left side, and he's fouled. So foul on the floor, just a lot of reaching and blocking as Austin drives. So that foul on Brookville will be on Ruhlman. It's his second, team second. Inbound goes to Johnson. Johnson, 40 seconds left, working right in the middle outside of the three-point line. Passes it to Franz, left side. Franz, bounce pass as Austin tries to cut back door. Just a little off the mark, and Brookville gets the steal. So now the Raiders try to extend out their lead before the end of the first quarter here. Pump fake on the three. Here's a drive in the paint, kicked back out. Now the three is up, and that's off the mark, over the backboard, and out of bounds. So the Owls will take back over. 10 seconds left in the first quarter. The Owls with a chance to regain the lead. Currently 5-4, Brookville leads. Inbound to Franz. Franz, the Owls will need to hustle a little bit here. Franz gets over half court. High screen from Austin. Stops, takes the three-pointer. It's in and out and won't go. Very close. Very close shot, but doesn't go. So the Owls trail Brookville at the end of the first 8 minutes, 5-4, heading into the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
At the end of the first quarter here, the Owls are hanging tough. It's a 5-4 lead heading into the second for Brookville. Brookville, again, I mean, we talked about it in pregame. If you weren't here for the pregame show, Brookville typically is a team that puts up 50 to 60, you know, close to 70 points. They probably average 50 plus. I would assume 9-0 right now, leading the Owls 5-4. So, you know, you extrapolate that out, and it's a 20-point game for Brookville. Brookville has possession to start the second quarter. Swing around. The Owls still in their zone defense. There's a pass to the left side out on the perimeter. Working. Brookville trying to find a crack in the Bradford defense here. And Jake Franz with a steal. Pops out. Going to go on a layup on the left side, and that's good. Jake Franz gives the Owls back the lead. 6-5, 7:24 left. Franz just read that pass beautifully. Saw it the entire way. Left out, was able to get down in front of the defender. And that pass from Brookville goes out of bounds. So it's another turnover. And the Owls are going to have possession. 7:15 left in the first half. 6-5, Bradford leads. But again, Franz just saw that pass the whole way, got there, beat the defender down court, almost like a pick six in football, and then a left-handed layup. Franz takes a high screen from Dixon. He's going to drive in left side, kicks out to Johnson, and Johnson loses it. Just off his fingertips, goes out of bounds. So the Owls kind of do Brookville a solid there and turn it right back over. Almost the same exact thing that Brookville did. Missed pass, goes out of bounds. Inside of 7 minutes to go now. In the first half, still 6-5, Bradford leads. The Raiders go to work, swing around the perimeter, being much more patient than I anticipated this team to be. Maybe they were they might have been prepared for that man-to-man defense, and now they're trying to. They got to go against their game plan a little bit on the fly. Here's a drive baseline, passed out for a three-pointer, and it's short. Franz tracks down the rebound. He's off and running. Layup is blocked, but he's fouled. was a nice block on the ball, but got a lot of hit as Franz went up. So the foul will be on Greer, his first, team third. Franz to the line for two, trying to extend this Bradford lead. Currently 6-5 with 6:17 left in the first half. First shot up and out. Hits the back iron and bounces long. So Franz shake that one off, try to adjust and make the second shot here. That's up. And that one's good. Makes the adjustment and gives the Owls a 7-5 lead. Here comes Brookville. Left side. Swing to the right. And drive down the middle. Kick right back out. Another drive down the middle. Tries to split the defenders and puts up the... Ooh, puts up a floater, which falls. And he's fouled. So it's going to be a chance for three the old-fashioned way. Danny Lauer puts up the floater. Draws the foul. It's tied 7-7 with a chance to break this tie right here. Shot is long. No good. Owls trying to track down the rebound. It goes out of bounds on Brookville. Close one. Could have went either way. Ref saw it going off of blue, off of the Raiders. So we're tied up 7-7 after Lauer misses the three-point play. Misses the third point on the three-point play. 5:50 yet to go. Franz almost loses that ball in the backcourt, but he gets it back. Playing him tough right now. 5:40 left in the first half, and the Owls start out of bounds again. So another Owls turnover. So Brookville inbounds and brings it in, and they'll have another chance to build a lead. Let's see. Looks like Chase Weinberg in the game here for the Owls came in for Austin. Weinberg had a nice game. JB, Jake Franz with another poke, another steal, and another layup. It's missed. Can't convert. And it's going to be out of bounds on the Owls. Franz just poked another pass out of there. Had to get a full head of steam just to get to the loose ball. He does. And tried to adjust as he was going up for a layup on the right side. And that was just a little hard off the glass. Now here comes the Raiders. Another three-pointer up and off the mark. And an over the back on the rebound, or push on the rebound. Either way, it's going to be a foul on Brookville on Greer. His first, team fourth. Bradford has five. 5 minutes, 5 seconds left in the second quarter. Still tied up at seven. Inbound to Franz. Brookville still in a full court press. Franz trying to get a pass his defender, and he does. Burns him a bit. Then a crossover move. Tries to pass it to Weinberg, and it goes out of bounds again. So off the fingertips of Weinberg. That's three passes thrown out of bounds here in about the last two or so minutes of play. Now Brookville gets to go back to work. Kicked out to the corner. Swing back from left to right. Drive inside. Turn around. Up and under. Layup doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. And it goes out of bounds on Bradford. So Cook, Clayton Cook, going to work underneath. Does a little up and under move. Misses the layup. Gets his own rebound. Misses the putback. Gets his own rebound again and gets knocked out by the Owls. So now here's a drive and a foul. Greer, I believe, draws the foul. Or Lawyer, rather. Lauer. Yeah, Lauer drives in. He's fouled on the floor. And the call is on Dixon. So it's Dixon's second, team sixth. Going to get into the bonus here with still half of the second quarter remaining. Inbound pass to Lauer. Three-pointer is up and off the mark. Weinberg can't get the rebound. Goes right through his hands. And Brookville will have another chance here. So far they've gotten three offensive rebounds. I mean, the ball's gone out of bounds a couple times, dead ball, but another, almost another steal by Jake Franz. Very adept at picking the passes out in that zone defense the Owls are in. All right, Lauer brings it up to the top of the perimeter. There's the pass down low to Cook. This time the layup is good. Clayton Cook with a two-pointer, and it's 9-7 Brookville leads. Here comes Johnson driving down. Floater is short, and the Owls can't get the board. Here comes a drive. Goes off the glass. Don't know what was intended there, but we saw Greer get the rebound and the putback. So now all of a sudden, Brookville, I believe, has their largest lead of the night, 11-7. Bounce pass to Weinberg. That one's off the mark as well, but he does get it. And now his pass to Rulo is stolen by Greer. Franz is going to steal it back. Weinberg to Rulo, back to Weinberg, back to Franz. Franz pump fake on the three, steps up. Jumper from about 10 feet is no good. And the Owls team have just lost momentum here. Yeah, and here's a layup in transition by Danny Lauer. Yeah, Bernardi's going to call a timeout. And he does. Yeah, good call here by Bernardi. He sees what's going on. The Owls have just fallen flat, lost momentum. So he doesn't like it. The Owls are going to take a full timeout here as it's 13-7. Brookville leads in the second quarter. We're going to take a tax-in timeout brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and Route 59 in Lewis Run, PA. With the best handmade pierogies around, a tax-in timeout. Radford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls just gave up a 6-0 run by Brookville to go down 13-7. We were knotted up about halfway through the second quarter, but now Brookville goes on a 6-point run, and it is 13-7 coming out of a Texan timeout. Bonnie's fans, St. Bonaventure is hosting VCU tonight. It's their first conference game at the Riley Center. They just had their conference opener finally after 4 or 5 postponed games, but currently hosting VCU. It's 12-9 Bonnie's lead, 12:06 left in the first. The Owls will inbound here with just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Johnson brings it up. It's Lucas Johnson, Jake Franz, Cam Austin, Dalton Dixon, Nolan Rulo. High screen for Johnson from Austin. And he's double-teamed in some trouble. He'll give it to Austin. Austin will drive in left side, spin to the right, and it's stolen. Austin doing a good job trying to fight to keep it, but another Bradford turnover. And Austin gets it right back, but he double dribbles. So he used up a dribble when he got the steal. Then he held it, and then he tried to dribble away. So another Bradford turnover. 13-7, 2.5 minutes yet to go in the second quarter. Brookville leads. But the Owls have done a pretty good job defensively. You can't really take that away from them. Other than that 6-point run, Raiders doing some work trying to shift the Owls' zone defense here. 2-3 zone the Owls are in. They're currently in the left corner, shifting now to the right, swinging around the perimeter. Bounce pass to Lauer. Lauer back up top. A drive kicked out, and three-pointer is up and off the mark. Austin fighting for the rebound, but it doesn't go. Instead, it's Marshall, Connor Marshall, who steals it from the hands of Cam Austin and puts it in for two. So now 15-7, an 8-point run. 1.5 minutes yet to go in the second quarter. Jake Franz will bring it up. Start to go to work, driving to the left. Now crosses over to the right, kicks it out to Rulo. Rulo pump fake, drives in baseline, tries to back down his defender. Baseline pass to Johnson. Johnson back out to Franz. We tick down to about 1:10 left now. High screen from Austin. Franz to Dixon in the corner. Dixon will dribble it back out. And cross-court pass to Johnson. Johnson crossover to the left, and it's poked loose, and another turnover by the Owls as we get inside of 1 minute here. The Raiders take over. Pass inside, turnaround from the elbow, and it's good from Clayton Cook. 10-point run now, 17-7. Franz cuts inside, dump pass, beautiful pass from Franz to Rulo to stop the run. Wow, what a play by Jake Franz. Rulo was on the opposite block, and Franz just cuts through. He got double-teamed, and just an over-the-shoulder pass No look to Rulo. Rulo puts it in on the left side. 17-9. And now we've got Cook just cutting through the Bradford defense, and he puts it right back in. Barely have time to cover one play before the other is done. And Franz is going to draw a foul here. Brookville playing him very close tonight. I'm surprised that that was kind of the first time that blocking foul has been called, but it's going to be the first on Ian Peet in fifth. Still 19-9. Brookville leads by 10 with 6.8 seconds left. Inbound pass is stolen. And Brookville will have a chance here to extend the lead. Pass to the corner. The three-pointer is in. So Lauer drills a three at the buzzer there. What happened was Franz got fouled there, blocking foul. The Owls had just under 7 seconds left to inbound and get a play. Dalton Dixon was looking for a cutting Jake Franz, but there was a defender right in front of him. So Dixon throws it almost directly to Brookville, which he is not going to be happy about because, I mean, that kid is, you know, as much of a competitor as I've seen. But he throws it right into the hands, which allows Brookville to set up now with about 6 seconds left. They go down court, hesitate on the three-pointer, and they end up doing one more pass. You'll hear coaches say that a lot. One more, one more, one more. They pass the one more. They get a man in the corner wide open, and it's Lauer, and he drains it for three. So it's 22-9 now. And Brookville really picked it up in the second quarter. We'll talk about it after a quick four-minute break. Let me recap, count up the stats, and we'll do a first-half recap during our halftime show. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. Coming back, ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
When I went looking for a place to rent, I wore a mask, but they could still see I'm black. The landlord told me,
nothing available.
When I went looking for an apartment, I wore a mask. Obviously, I'm Latino. They said,
the place has been rented.
My wife and I were house hunting.
We wore masks, but we're Asian American. And the real estate agent said,
you won't be happy here.
If you suspect housing discrimination because of your race, file a complaint with HUD. Go to HUD.gov/fair housing. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls basketball halftime show on WESB Sports. From the Owls Nest tonight, where Bradford is hosting Brookville, the 9-0 Raiders, and actually had a really good first quarter against a tough Brookville team. We'll talk about it here at halftime, but we've got a score of 22-9, and the Owls will have their work cut out for them when they come out of the locker room. Quick update, St. Bonaventure hosting VCU tonight. It's 20-14 currently in favor of the Bonnies with 7:39 left in the first half. So let's take a look at what exactly happened in our first half of play here, our first two frames. The Owls came out and did a really good job defensively. So typically, the Owls start the game in man-to-man defense. They almost always run a man-to-man defense, almost always for the entire game. We have, on a handful of occasions, seen them come out of halftime or start a quarter in a 2-3 zone. Really, the worst example of that, and that's going to be the one your brain jumps to, is the one you remember the most, is when they came out, they were in... they were in man-to-man in Johnsonburg, and they were doing a good job. It was a close, tight game. They came out in the 2-3 zone after halftime, and Johnsonburg immediately took advantage of it. They went on a 6-point run before the Owls came back in to the man-to-man defense. But by then, the momentum had shifted. Johnsonburg was out and running, and that they started to pull away. So tonight, though, this 2-3 zone was doing an excellent job, was really forcing Brookville they weren't getting any open looks, forcing Brookville to just keep passing around the perimeter. They were looking to shift the zone, and it wasn't there. The Owls got a couple steals out of that. They got a lot of missed shots, and the Owls were rebounding early on as well. So they were doing a good job. Now, they gave up a few offensive boards, but they came out, they held Brookville to 5 points in the first quarter, which is not something typically that happens to Brookville. I could see their scorebook keeper was kind of shocked by the 5 first quarter points for Brookville. Couldn't really read it on the face of the coach or anything like that, but, surely he was thinking the same thing. But it was 5-4 at the end of one. We go into the second quarter, and it starts to get a little sloppy for the Owls. A lot of turnovers. We had Jake Franz creating some chaos, and he reads passes in that 2-3 zone. He reads those passes like a book. He was able to see them coming from a mile away. He got 2 or 3 steals, just intercepting passes right in the middle of it, and was able to convert a few of them into fast break layups. However, there was a few times where Franz would come down court, just zooming down court, and he'd pass off to one of the wings, and it would just go out of bounds. I think one of them was a little high and off the fingertips. A couple of them just guys weren't ready for it, and they went out of bounds. But in any event, quite a few turnovers here for the Owls in the second quarter. They end up getting outscored 17 to 5 in the second quarter, which is how we have our halftime score of 22-9. So an ugly second quarter. Brookville went on a 10-0 run, but obviously they went on a 17-5 run throughout the entirety of the 8 minutes in the second quarter. Breaking down for the scoring, Really, it's Lauer doing the most damage right now for Brookville. He's got 11 points, Danny Lauer. We also have 5 points by Clayton Cook and 2 points apiece by Connor Marshall, Griffin Ruhlman, and Hunter Greer. For the Owls, Jake Franz has 3. He's got a bucket and 1 free throw. Dalton Dixon, Cam Austin, and Nolan Rulo all have 2. And we are going to take one more, just a 30-second break is all, as the teams come out of the locker rooms and get set for the third quarter of action. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome now into the third quarter of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls will have possession to start the second half. Inbound pass is going to go to Franz, and we're underway. 22-9, Brookville leads. And the Owls will try to claw back, try to replicate what they did defensively in the first quarter, and find a little bit of rhythm on offense, try to limit those turnovers that they had in the second quarter. Franz going to drive right side. He's got a lane. Bounce pass to Johnson. Kicked out to Rulo. Rulo now driving through. Kicked out to Austin. Austin pump fake a couple times at the three. He'll step inside, take a long two. And Dixon tips out the rebound to Franz. Franz outside to Rulo. Rulo driving in on the baseline. Turn around. He's blocked. I mean, all ball. Austin gets the steal, though, and Johnson on the left side. He's fouled almost gets the finish, but it just barely rolls off of the rim and out, but that'll put Johnson on the line for 2. The foul is on Lauer. It's his first, team first. Lucas Johnson, first shot, hits the back dead spot on the rim, and no good. Second shot is in for Johnson. So 22-10 now, a 12-point deficit for the Owls. Brookville brings out the ball. It's Lauer. Cross to Greer. Back to the other side now to Ruhlman. Greer. So Ruhlman tries a cross-court pass to Greer, and it goes real high. Sky's up there. Greer tries to get a hand on it. He fingertips it, but it goes out of bounds. Dalton Dixon set the inbound. He gives it to Franz. 7 minutes now left in the third quarter. Still 22-10. Franz brings up the ball for the Owls. Gets across half court. Being pushed towards the right side. Passes to Dixon. Dixon will pick up his dribble just as Austin sets up a screen. So that's not there. And Dixon will give it to Franz. Franz back to Dixon. Now Austin has the high screen. Rulo comes outside to gather the pass high on the perimeter. Rulo dump pass inside to Dixon. Dixon gathers it, goes up for the layup. No good. And Lucas Johnson with the rebound, but he's trapped. Throws it off a Brookville defender, and it'll stay Owls basketball. Good heads-up play there by Johnson. Beautiful cut by Dixon and a nice look from Rulo, but just wasn't there. Dixon looking for the inbound, gives it to Rulo outside the perimeter. Rulo, nice pass to a cutting Cam Austin, left side, and that's good for 2. So Austin there just took off, kind of popped out from the foul line out to the perimeter, and then took off, cut directly towards the basket, and Rulo was just looking his way the whole time, and Austin gets a layup on the left side. Now here's a little floater from Cook, and that's good for 2. So they immediately retake that 12-point lead, 24-12 now, inside of 6 minutes left in the third. And Johnson working at the top of the perimeter out near the half-court line. Right side, bounce pass to Franz. Now to Austin in the middle. Johnson on the left. Back outside to Rulo in the middle, and Austin on the right. Austin's going to drive right side, spin left side. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Dixon. Dixon passes it back to Austin, to Franz for 3, and it's short. And Cook has the board. So Brookville now coming back down the other way. 5:10 left in the third quarter. Franz gets the steal. Jake Franz kind of just rips it away. He took that man's cookies. Franz behind the back pass on the perimeter. Drives in baseline. Bounce pass to Franz. And it goes, I think he had it. And then it was swatted. And then it went off of one of the two, either Rulo or Franz's shoot. So a Brookville defender swatted it down and it went out of bounds off the foot of one of the Owls. So Brookville ball, still 24-12, 4:45 left in the third quarter. Here's a three-pointer from Lauer. It's long. Franz trying to track down the rebound, and he'll get to it. He's got Dixon on the other side. Dixon can't get to where he wants to be, but a three-pointer from Austin is up and no good. So the Owls, you know, their shooting has just been off here for the last two games, shooting extremely low percentages. And a blocking foul, I think, on Austin as Greer drives baseline. Yep, on Austin. So it'll be his second, his third. His third, team first of the half. And the Owls will reset here defensively. Still working in a almost like a 2-1-2 zone now. And here's Greer with a layup. No good. Good defense there by Austin as he alters the shot. Now Franz is out and running. Franz, Euro step. Layup is no good. Goes out of bounds on Brookville. So Franz, Franz, the defender who had gotten back to stop that transition, had a couple inches on Franz. He did a nice move, but had to alter his shot highly. And now he gets blocked hard on the inbound. And Brookville will come away with the ball. Greer passes right side, baseline drive, outside to Cook. Cook cross court to Lauer, and Lauer has almost a wide open layup. Good for two. It's 26-12. Great ball movement by the Raiders. Franz with it now. A little gamesmanship by Franz and Ian Pete, who is defending him. Franz tries to put a little move on him there. Pete gives him a smile. Ball almost gets thrown away as Ward didn't. He took off right as soon as Franz tried to pass it to him. Johnson was able to track it down. Brookville gets a steal anyways, and Cam Austin steals it right back. Puts up a tough shot, and he's fouled. Can't make it, but he'll go to the line for two. Inside of 3 minutes, what a weird sequence that was. If that sounded hard to follow, I apologize. It was a very strange sequence. A missed pass that was given up on. Johnson tries to save it. He does. Tries to throw it off the foot of the defender because he was double-teamed. Cam Austin's first shot is up and good. He was double-teamed, so he tried to throw it out of bounds off Brookville. Instead, Brookville just catches it and takes off the other way, and then Austin gets the steal. He comes down on the other end, goes up for about a six-footer, and he's fouled on the shot. Second free throw is up and good as well. So, back to a 12-point game, 26-14 with 2:50 yet to go. Brookville has possession. Pass inside, kicked back out. Now a drive, baseline, kicked back out again. Another drive on the left side. Nice cut, pass, and a foul on the floor. So that foul is going to be on Ward. I think that's his third. Yeah. Team second. Inbound to Brookville. And it's gathered by Marshall. Brookville bench is deep, too. I mean, they got a lot of really talented kids here. Pass is almost tipped out of bounds, but Brookville is able to keep it. And I think Ward just committed his fourth foul. He typically does. He's a highly physical player. He does usually, if he spends, you know, a few minutes on the floor, he does commit a few fouls before quick ones here. He hasn't been on the floor long. Here's Kick Cook off the inbound. It's no good. Dalton Dixon gets the board. Dixon now looking down court. Nobody there. Serving. It's going to take off. Drives in right side. Kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson now looking back to Dixon. Right side. Ward comes out. Passes in there. Ward now drives in. Baseline. Left-handed layup. No good. Brookville gets the board. Raiders coming back the other way. And it is Jack Pete setting up top. He gives it to Cook down low. Cross-court pass. Back out to Pete now. 1:35 left. Jake Franz almost gets the steal. Boy, he reads those passes well in the zone. The Owls don't play a lot of zone defense, but when they do, Franz just looks like he sees everything. Here's a three-pointer up and no good, but offensive rebound for Brookville. Pete's going to take off, and he slides. I believe that's travel, and it is. So he got tripped up, hit the floor, and slid a little too far. No foul, and so it's a travel. Had to be one or the other. 26-14, 1:17 left in the third quarter. Inbound to Johnson. On the floor for the Owls after Ryan Ward exits the game is Brendan Warner, Cam Austin, Jake Franz, Lucas Johnson, Dalton Dixon. Warner with it now. Gives it to Austin. Austin gets a high screen from Franz. Drives inside. Picks it up at about 8 feet out. Kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson now fakes right. Drives left. Left-handed layup is good. Lucas Johnson cuts through. Beautiful move by Johnson as Franz came up to set him a screen on the right side. Johnson faked that he was going to use it and then took off to the left. Cut right through the defense and a nice left-handed finish. 26-16, back to a 10-point deficit. Inside of 30 seconds yet to go in the third quarter. Brookville with possession, setting up. Pete swings across. Pete outside, drives in, jump stop, layup no good. Warner fighting for the board. Can't get it. Gets tipped out outside the perimeter, right back to Brookville. Good hustle, though, by Warner. Here's a drive. Three-pointer is up with 2 seconds left. No good. Franz gets the rebound, but that's where the quarter will end. The Owls did well in that third quarter there. Held Brookville again just to 4 points in that third quarter. So held them to 5 in the first and 4 in the third. And we've got a score of 26-16. Here it is on Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Owl's Nest for one more frame. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls are currently trailing Brookville 26-10, so a 10-point lead for the Raiders. However, the Owls just had their best quarter against this team yet. They actually outscored Brookville in the third quarter, 7-4. So a really good job. I mean, again, we talked about it in pregame, but this Brookville team scores. I mean, they typically, I think they probably average more than 50 points per game. That was at a first glance. You know, obviously didn't do the math, but held them to 4 points in the third quarter, 5 in the first quarter, but they gave up 17 in the second. So it's 26-16, still significantly lower than Brookville is used to scoring. And the Owls are only down by 10. So a lot of time here for a 10-point deficit. Inbound to Austin. Austin splits through the defenders, goes coast to coast, elevates, jump shot is long. And we've got Ian Pete with the rebound for Brookville. Baseline drive, reverse layup, no good. Offensive rebound by the Raiders. Pete for three, no good. And another offensive rebound. Oh, over the back, maybe called? No, must have just touched the line. So Raiders had last touched a ball that went out of bounds, looked like. Dalton Dixon will inbound. He finds Austin. A full court trap here now. Wow. Brookville. Wow. So Austin got trapped in the corner, tried to throw it off a defender's knee to reset and inbound again, and they do. Brookville thought that it was their ball. Ref had signaled it was their ball, but he was like, no, sorry, I just got my signals crossed here, literally, and stays Bradford possession. The Owls have to break this full-court trap. They do. Dalton Dixon gets it across half-court and now gives it to Johnson. 7:06 left to go, and here's something you won't often see, and maybe this is one of the reasons Brookville is 9-0. Team won't always switch to a full-court press. Dixon drives in right side with the finish. There's Cap. Now we're down to an 8-point deficit, back in the single digits, 26-18. But again, you won't often see a team go up by 10 in the fourth quarter and then go to a full court trap. You just don't see it, because if they break the trap, they're getting easy buckets underneath. Here's a layup on the left side. No good. Brookville gets the rebound. No putback. There's a foul. And it's on Dixon. His third? Yep. His third. Team fourth. Brookville inbound. 6:30 left to play. Still an 8-point game. 26-18. Here's the inbound. Pete. Cross court. Pass to the corner. Greer. And it's stolen. Cam Austin with it. Austin dribble. Oh, boy. Could have got called for a double dribble just like he did in the other quarter there. Dribbled on the steal. And then Austin drives. Wow. Cam Austin goes coast to coast, dribbles inside, somehow maneuvers around in the paint to get through all the defenders, and then goes up on the left. Left-handed layup is good, and he's fouled. I mean, what a take that was. So it's 26-20, and Austin's got a chance to cut it to 5, and he does. And he does. 26-21. Brookville leads by 5 with 6:08 left in the game. The Owls are rallying. Here's another steal. Austin taps it out. Johnson gets it. Johnson coming up. He's got a man behind him. Goes in. A lot of contact. No foul either way. You'd think it'd be one or the other, either blocking or offensive, but it's neither. Shot misses. Brookville coming back. Here's a blocking foul on Cam Austin. Austin trying to get the charge. Couldn't get set in time, and he'll be called for blocking. Looked like he was there. That's a tough one. It's his fourth, team fifth. So Austin, who's really kind of doing a lot right now for the team. And I don't know if Bernardi's got a tough decision to make on whether you bring him out. Here's a three-pointer by Lauer, and that's good. Right off the inbound, Lauer shoots a three, and it's good. And on the Owls inbound, Franz gets knocked around, hits the floor. It's Ian Pete. Knocks him over. It's his second, team fourth. Here's another inbound. Franz. Franz bounced past to Dixon. Dixon almost loses it. He does. It's going to be a jump ball, I believe. Still no call, but I believe it's a jump ball. They're talking about it. Yeah, jump ball. Jump ball. It's a possession arrow is pointing Brookville's way. So it'll be Brookville ball. And it'll swap that possession out back to Bradford. 5:33 left in the game, 29-21. Brookville leads by 8. The Owls had it down to 5 at one point. Warner back in the game. Brendan Warner for the Owls. There's a pass down low to Cook. Cook goes up. Layup is good for Brookville. So 31-21 back up to a 10-point lead. Brookville still in a full-court trap defense with a 10-point lead, 5 minutes left in the game. And they get the turnover. Johnson loses it on the inbound, and that's going to be a timeout for Coach Bernardi and the Owls. A tax-in timeout brought to you by Tax In Restaurant, the corner of Route 59 and 219, the best handmade pierogies around. Tax-in timeout, Radford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the fourth quarter now. Bradford Owls basketball and WESB Sports coming out of a tax-in timeout. The Owls currently down by 10 to Brookville. But they have battled. They were down 22-9 at the half. And then they rally a little bit. And they outscored Brookville 7-4 in the third quarter. And they cut that deficit down to 5. Brookville's been able to build it back up to 10. 31-21, 5:10 left in the game. Brookville possession after a Bradford turnover. Brookville stays. Here's a steal by Dalton Dixon. Dixon just takes it. And Brookville takes it right back. And here is tough foul. I believe that's going to be on Dixon. No, it's on... They called it on Ward, but Ward's not... Oh, they called it offensive. They called it offensive. I didn't see that. Noah Peterson, his first, team fifth. And this Raiders full court press is stifling. How's that? That one goes out of bounds again. The Owls will get another chance at it. All the way down court to Cam Austin. Turn around. Layup is good. So broke the press that time. The Owls just figured that one out. So Austin makes the layup, and he's fouled. He's going to go for a three-point play. It's 31-23. Quick moment here as Brendan Warner has a bloody elbow, and he's going to have to come out for a moment. Lest Bernardi takes a timeout. So instead of that, Ward will come into the game. They'll try to get Warner's elbow to stop bleeding. Ward's got four fouls, so he's living on the edge here. Cam has one free throw, and it's good. Cam Austin, I mean, that's back-to-back three-point plays for Cam Austin. He cuts this lead down to seven in the meantime, 31-24. Brookville ball, 5:40 left in the game. Brookville swinging back and forth, shifting that zone defense. There's a pump fake drive on the baseline. Pass. Ooh, almost had a chance to steal that one, but Johnson can't quite get to it. Here's a drive in, right side, kicked back out. Brookville stops, passing to the free throw line, right back out, drives in. Now a baseline drive. Passes tip, and Cook somehow gets his hands on it, and it's in for two. I mean, the Owls had hands all over that. Here's a blocking foul on Peterson. I think that's his second. I believe he just had the last one as well. That will put the Owls in the bonus, which is excellent news for them. And they're going to shoot 1-1. Franz will go to the line for a 1-1. Big free throws here if they want to keep this rally alive. And he makes the first. So it's 33-25, 8-point game. Franz with a chance to cut it to seven. It's short, and Brookville with the rebound. So 4 minutes yet to go. Brookville with a 8-point lead and possession. And the Raiders set up here. There's a double team. Pass gets through. Now so close to a steal. I mean, twice on the last possession, once already here on this possession. And that's a timeout for Coach Park of Brookville. Attacks in timeout. 33-25 with 3.5 minutes yet to play in the game. Brookville leads by 8. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball coming out of a tax-in timeout here in the fourth quarter. Quick check-in for the Bonnies fans hosting VCU tonight. A-10 matchup. It's 34-28 Bonnies lead. Brookville leads here 33-25 with 3.5 minutes yet to play. Brookville has possession. On the floor for the Owls, Jake Franz, Ryan Ward, Cam Austin, Lucas Johnson, Dalton Dixon. Is that another timeout? It's another timeout. Yeah, so Coach Park, we'll keep it here. Coach Park, I think he called that timeout, drew up a play. They came out of that timeout and didn't immediately go into that play. So Coach Park yells, timeout, says, give me the board. And he's going to draw up that same play again. He didn't like that they didn't execute what he wanted them to execute. And when you're a coach who's got their team at 9-0 on the season, you can afford to be a little picky. He's got an 8-point lead here. He can burn a timeout if he wants to get his point across. Run the darn play. I think that's what the point of that was. Called for a half a timeout, but must be they didn't have one because they ended up putting a minute on. Interesting. The Owls, meanwhile, 8-point deficit. They, at one point, had it down to 5. Cam Austin right now is on back-to-back 3-point plays and 1 3-point plays. Playing with 4 fouls, as is Ryan Ward, who's still on the floor as well. Jake Franz has been playing excellent on both sides of the ball. A number of steals tonight as well. But Brookville, really, I mean, one of the big problems here in this fourth quarter is Brookville deciding to run that full court trap. I mean, that's tough to deal with when you're trying to rally. And they did break it once for one of Cam Austin's and 1 3-point plays, but it's tough. Here's a drive pass. Tipped again, but Cook gets it somehow. So the Owls again almost get the steal, but just barely. Here's Lauer, passes it off. A drive, right side, left side rather. And somehow the layup is good by Hunter Greer. And he just skied, kind of floated there for a minute. Austin's going. Loses it, gets it back, picks it up. Looking for some help, and he finds Ryan Ward. Ward. Wow. So Ward tries to bounce pass to Johnson. Brookville almost gets the steal, but not quite. Don't know if they altered the trajectory at all. But Johnson takes the pass. It's lost or smacked out of bounds or something. Goes out of bounds on the Owls, and it's going to be another turnover here. 35-25 with 2:10 left. Brookville leads by 10. They have possession, and the Owls still don't have an answer for Cook. Here's a steal by Dixon. Dixon comes in, drives right to the baseline, so he drives right into a trap here, kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson gives it to Austin. Austin is going to step up to the perimeter, drive right side, up and under. He's stuffed. Goes out of bounds on Brookville. I mean, oh, he stepped on the line, he said. So I actually thought it was going to be a foul. They called it out of bounds on the Raiders. Coach Park had a question about it, and the sideline ref said, yeah, I saw it. He stepped out of bounds. So Dixon tries to inbound, and I thought it went out of bounds on Brookville, but it didn't. It went out of bounds on Bradford. So here comes Greer driving left side. He throws up a little circus shot, but he draws a foul. So with 1:39 left to play, the deficit is back up to 10, and there's a push. We'll see if that's on the floor. No, it's going to be shooting. So Greer is going to shoot for 2, and that's Ryan Ward's 5th foul. He's now fouled out of the game. Team 6th. Cam Austin currently playing with 4 fouls as well. Greer's going to shoot 2. First shot is up and in. Shout out to the Marching Owls here tonight. I don't know that I've seen them at any of the home games yet this year, so it's always a welcome presence when we get the live band. They do the national anthem. Second shot is up and in for Greer as well. But I hadn't mentioned it yet. Wanted to give them their flowers, Marching Owls. So a loose ball foul on Cam Austin. Wow, off the ball. Not loose ball, I'm sorry. Not a loose ball foul. An off the ball foul on Cam Austin to foul out of the game. I mean, ref has to know. He just fouled out the Owls' leading scorer off the ball. I mean, that's rough. 12-point deficit for the Owls, 1:22 yet to go. Brendan Warner comes in for Austin. Rulo also in the game, along with Lucas Johnson, Jake Franz, and Dalton Dixon. And Franz will commit the foul here to stop the clock. Sends Lauer to the line for a 1-1. I mean, that's a tough break for Austin to foul out off the ball. It's late, and it was a 12-point deficit before that, so tough either way. Nolan Rulo comes out of the game for Nate Gleason. Lauer going to shoot a 1-1, and it's no good. Nate Gleason tries to get the rebound, loses it, has to save it from going out of bounds, and it goes right into the hands of Ryan Greer, who's able to put it in on the right side for 2. So it's 39-25 now with 53 seconds to go. Franz pump fake drives baseline. Turns around and gives it to Dixon for 3. And that's just off the mark. And now another board for the Raiders. There's a foul from Warner. Might be a bit too little too late here to start sending these guys to the line. Down by 14 with 38 seconds yet. Greg Tyler enters the game, and Talon Reese enters the game. Talon Reese, so Dalton Dixon will sit. Lucas Johnson will sit. Talon Reese, excellent job on the JV team. He's only a freshman. He also started a couple games at quarterback this year for the football team, but he's just a freshman, and he is another one of those kids, you know, that's just a bit of a gamer. Lauer makes his first shot, so he'll get one more. That one's in as well. And now it's up to a 16-point deficit, 41-25. 38 seconds left in the game. Owls inbound. No more full-court trap. Brookville not too worried about it anymore. Franz is going to drive in on the right side, kick it out to Gleason. Gleason will take it baseline and give it to Warner. It's stolen by Greer. Greer tries to dunk, and he's fouled. So he finishes it, but Warner maybe just kind of out of – was it Warner or Tyler? Yeah, no, Tyler. Tyler maybe out of frustration. I don't know. I don't think he was going to alter the shot at all. Just kind of hit him in the body as Greer was up in the air. Greer hit the floor pretty hard, but Tyler started to walk away and then turn around to help him up. So probably wasn't intentional if you turn around, help him right up right away. Greer makes the and one. So 19-point game now. 44-25 with 14 seconds left to go. Gleason to Tyler to Franz for three, and it's off the mark. 6 seconds to go. Brookville should just let this one run out, I believe. Probably hand it off here to the ref. And that's the game, 44-25. Brookville ran away with it in the second quarter and the fourth quarter. The Owls played them close in the first and the third, but ultimately the Brookville good was better than the Bradford good tonight. So we've got some stats to tally up, score books to complete. But the Owls, meanwhile, will drop to 6-6, back to 500 on the season. Brookville will improve to 10-0 as they continue this excellent season that they've had thus far. After a 44-16 Owls final score, 44-25, Brookville tops the Owls here tonight. So again, we'll take a quick break here, like a 2-minute break. Let me tally up the stats, and we'll do a quick post game wrap up for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Paul, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls postgame show on WESB Sports. Here is the Owls drop one to the Brookville Raiders. Now, the Raiders, after the win tonight, are 10-0 on the season. So, as close as the Owls played Brookville for about half of this game, for the first quarter and the third quarter, not half of it, you know, consecutively, but at different parts of the game, the first quarter and the third quarter, they were giving a 10-0 team, a 9-0 team at the time, they were giving them problems. I mean, they were giving them real problems. Outscored them in one of the quarters. You know, it doesn't count for much when you don't come away with a win, but there are reasons. There were times here tonight, there were things that you can take away from this game to feel good about for the Owls. Brookville has a lot that they can take away to feel good about, like a 19-point win. 44-25 is the final score. They improved to 10-0 on the season. We'll break down the scoring right quickly. In the first quarter, as one of the quarters that the Owls played them close. So Brookville did score first, but they never got ahead by more than one bucket. The Owls always answered back, and the defense was stifling. The Owls didn't get much going on offense, but they made sure that their 2-3 zone defense that they came out in here tonight, which they usually don't start a game in, but they did tonight, they made sure that was effective, and it was. So at the end of the first quarter, Brookville leads 5-4. It's a 1-point game. The Owls are playing it very close and doing an excellent job. And the second quarter is when the Owls get a little sloppy. They start to lose some turnovers. I mean, a lot of turnovers, and they go cold there, quite frankly, in about the last 4 minutes or so of the second quarter, shooting low percentage shots. I mean, went pretty cold, couldn't find a bucket there for a while. They get outscored in the second quarter, 17-5. So outscored by 12 points. That whole quarter is a 17-5 run, basically. And we go into halftime with a score of 22-9. So all of a sudden, you know, a 13-point lead after it was a 1-point game. Now we go into halftime, a 13-point game. And that's tough. You got to wrap your head around that in the locker room and come back out and claw back from that deficit. And to their benefit, the Owls, they did just that in the third quarter. They came out, they worked hard, and they outscored Brookville 7-4 in the third quarter. They got real grindy on defense again. They were doing a good job. The offense wasn't clicking all the way, but it started to you could see Cam Austin was starting to get that work, and it looked like the Owls might be able to claw their way back into this thing. We're heading into the fourth quarter, back to a 10-point deficit, 26-16. Then we start the fourth, and this is tough because Brookville, with a 10-point lead, plays almost the entire fourth quarter in a full court trap defense, which, you know, it really forces the Owls to kind of grind it down. It stops their how quickly they can get to the other end of the floor. It stops their ability to rally because they're taking so much time in the backcourt. They're not really able to set up. They do a couple of times break that full court trap, specifically one where the inbound just cherry picked all the way down to Cam Austin, almost under the rim. Brookville tried to recover, and they end up fouling Austin as he shoots. He makes it, converts the 3-point play. At one point, the Owls had this down to a 5-point game. I mean, it was 12 at halftime. I think they got it up to like 16 at one point, and had it down within 5. So the Owls had done their job and battled back, but then it started to snowball in the other direction now, and then Brookville pulled out ahead again. Clayton Cook became a problem underneath, and Danny Lauer really gave him fits all game. But they get, when it's all said and done, outscored in the fourth quarter, 18-9 for our final score, 44-25. Again, there's some things that the Owls are going to look at and they're going to feel pretty good about, but a lot of the focus, I think, in the next couple of practices are going to be, if Jared Wilmoth isn't here If Jared Wilmoth isn't running our point guard position, we need to make better passes. We need to stop turning over the basketball because that killed our momentum and it killed our rally. Now, if Wilmoth is in, you don't know how it goes, but I do know that he is a very sound. He's a pass first point guard, so he is a sound passer. He has to be. That's it. You know, that's about 75% of his game is dribbling and passing the ball as a facilitator. So they're missing Jared Wilmoth a little bit. You know, how does it go? How does this game script go if he's in the lineup? I'm not sure. But again, Brookville 10-0 now. You know, maybe the loss becomes just less of a deficit. Maybe, who knows? It's hard to say. But the Owls have reasons to feel good after tonight. 6-6 on the season are the Owls. Your top scorers for Brookville is Danny Lauer is the leading scorer for the Raiders with 16 points. Clayton Cook finishes with 13. Hunter Greer finishes with 9. And then we have Ryan Greer, Griffin Ruhlman, and Connor Marshall each chipping in 2 for a total of 44 points. On the Owl side of the ball, leading scorer is Cam Austin. Given that he fouled out with about 3 minutes left to play, maybe a little less than that. I might have been stretching that out a little bit. I'm a little closer to 2 minutes. Cam Austin is your leading scorer with 12 points. Then we have Dalton Dixon and Jake Franz both with 4, Lucas Johnson with 3, and Nolan Rulo with 2. So that's it for tonight. Coming up next for the Owls, we'll take a look ahead to next week. It's going to be on Wednesday. The Owls will be all the way down in Dubois. So the Owls will travel to Dubois. The plan as of right now is to carry that game indeed. I know we're getting some weather early next week. We'll see exactly how that runs down. But the Owls will be in Dubois Wednesday night, 7:30 tip-off, 7:20 pregame. Meanwhile, this weekend, we're getting ready for NFL Super Wildcard Weekend. Tomorrow, Raiders at Bengals at 4 o'clock here. And then over on our sister station, 100.1 The Hero, you can hear the Bills host the Patriots with a 7 o'clock pregame. Then on Sunday, an NFL triple header, Eagles at Bucks at 12:30, followed by Niners at Cowboys at about 4:15. Steelers go to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs, and the nightcap starts at about 8 o'clock. Then we'll have the first Monday night playoff football game for the NFL with the Cardinals at Rams at 7:30. So, for my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. After the Owls 44-25 loss to Brookville, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.